Go ahead.
I was finishing up when you asked me to be brief.
Okay. Patty.
Were you through?
Yeah.
Okay, Patty. Okay, well, I just want to say, you know, I mean, we have had these complications with, for example, I mean, the director's inspections where, you know, that was really last year the giant issue. But, you know, I think that, I mean, there are those kind of issues of director's rights or something like that where one should be able to not be blocked from counsel. But as far as otherwise, running the foundation, I mean, it seems that, as long as your ED's not a runaway ED person, should we hire them, we should be able to go through them. I mean, there's something kind of gone crazy here with the, that we really need to, like, let somebody run the place, and then if you don't like what they do, then you change them out. I mean, that's really, I think, the way most foundations work, but not us, I think that's, and it's very expensive doing it this way. It's like there's 23 executive directors or something. Anyway, I see, I was asking Casey, and I guess she did, I don't know if she explained exactly what is the process in most nonprofits for their council and the boards and the ED.
Most organizations go through the ED. They say to the ED, we need legal advice on this issue. Please get it and come back and report to us.
Okay.
And your ED will do that. I mean, given what I've just heard, I understand what Dave's trying to do here. I mean, I understand that he's trying to keep things safe in the event,
yep.
Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But because this is coming. It's coming.
Right.
Yeah, the other thing that you should consider is that the board likes to get the legal advice itself. I mean, it isn't, the way it happens is not they ask me to get the advice and come back. They ask me to get the advice, and then, of course, they would like to also question the attorney. And so in many cases, we have one or in a couple of cases, two attorneys on our phone calls, which is also fine.
That's outrageous. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. We just had that, a few weeks ago.
Well, may I say,
sure, Dave, go ahead.
That's
please.
Why in the budget, you see, the control is going to be in this budget and how much you're going to allocate for this sort of thing. And if you say to people, we're only going to budget, 20 hours of attorney time, and all any single body gets to that is 2 hours, then people are going to try restrain themselves to when they really need the opportunity to ask a critical question. Now, at some point, if 5 or 8, let's say 10, let's say there were 20, for sake of argument, every member of the board could ask one question. Well, if 10 of them used up their 10%, then you might have to say, okay, well, we recognize that other people still have, their prerogatives will expand the budget, but these people no longer get to ask, anything without further. But the point is, the only discipline that's going to come in this process is going to come through this budgetary restriction. And I really want this committee to ask the board to do that at the beginning of that process.
Okay. So where are we with the motion?
Brian here.
Brian LaVarne. Go ahead, Brian. But, seriously, I'd really like to end this at, it's 8:29. I'd like to end it at 8:32. Go ahead.
I think I'm coming from the same place as you, Dave, in terms of thinking that the way you're saying people are proposing to spend money on council is ridiculous. I feel like the framework we're setting up, though, is kind of enabling. It's saying, parse up a budget for council and hand it to small fragments of the board. The bylaws, which I looked before, say no committee of the board can approve or execute any contract or transaction to which the foundation is a party. I mean, a committee can't go rack up attorney charges on its own. It's barred by our bylaws. It's only logical to me that a few board members who don't even have the status of being a committee can't go rack up charges on their own. I don't know why we should be creating budgeting policy around stuff that's not legal. I mean, the board's going to do it by a majority vote, or the ED is going to do it.
Okay. Go ahead.
The board can perfectly well grant any body the right to go ahead and ask a question of attorney. We granted, for example, the ED search committee the right to go out and make. I mean, it was the executive director who actually signed the contract, but it was the search committee that worked with the search firm continually. And they were spending a certain amount of money that had been budgeted. What we're talking about here is an ED signing a contract with a corporate counsel saying, this much of your time is devoted to the following purposes. And if the board wants access to foundation counsel because, you know, they would like an independent, the ability to talk to the attorney, and it particularly has come up in cases where the ED was of a different opinion than you know, the board, and we felt like the opinions we were getting didn't really speak to the questions board members had or the way they would frame them. Anyhow, long story short, this is coming. They're going to do this. And I do think they're within their powers to do it. The board is within their powers to do it. I do see that there are situations when it's useful, like Patty's saying. Patty had to retain counsel to deal with questions having to do with her director's inspection rights. And then the foundation had to retain counsel to address what it was she was doing. How much more efficient if she could have just gone and asked the question of, you know, what are the rules on this? And, you know, anyhow. Even if it were mediated through somebody like the ED, the board is still going to be authorizing its own legal, its own use of counsel for its legal questions. And I do think it's a good idea to try and place some kind of rational limit so that people will spend those hours carefully.
This is LaVarne. At this motion, you know, I think that there are questions about it in terms of how it's going to work, and particularly after the corporate council meets. So I've heard your arguments, Dave. Are there other people? Are you? I mean, what is the feeling? Are there other questions about how this will work, or are you prepared to vote on it, or what is the feeling here?
Lonnie here. I do think it needs some work, Dave. We need to get those questions answered. I'm not sure if we're ready to present to the PNB in a week on it.
Okay, Dave. I have some questions too on it, particularly this hour. So, how do you feel about perhaps working on the motion a little longer?
I don't have any objection to our waiting. I just want to point out that there is going to likely be a lot of pressure for a policy that gives board members access to the attorney in the near term. So, you know, we can't just leave this to the next meeting and then have another ad hoc discussion. And personally, I'm not going to be able to give it any more attention. So if other people want to work on it and riff on it, that's fine. This was something I thought of quickly to try and focus it. I don't have any great commitment to this form of it.
Okay. So so what is the best way to handle this then? To add it to unfinished business at the next meeting? To perhaps Dave work on it along with a couple more people? And
I don't want to.
Okay, Dave does not want to work on this motion any longer, so do we want to perhaps some of us be prepared to present some type of motion at the PNB in case there is some other motion that comes forward on how to handle board relationships or board contact with the attorneys, or just have it as unfinished business for the next meeting? Any comments?
Yeah, I have one.
Dave, who else?
At the time at which it comes forward, if I'm chairing, I won't be able to comment. So I hope that other people will be prepared.
Okay. I think we will be at that time. I certainly will be. I certainly
Good.
Commit to be at that
Great.
Time.
Question on the budget.
I'm sorry?
I'll be prepared to comment on the budget part.
Okay. Okay, Lonnie and myself. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
We need some guidelines on the use of that expensive resource, so...
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think right now, as Casey has pointed out, you know, the process is that it's under the GM's, the ED's responsibility. responsibility in terms of contacting the attorneys, and I hope that that's what, and as we'd asked also is that we would receive, the Finance Committee would receive the monthly billings, perhaps, from the attorneys so that we can actually look
review
at it and review.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then. Well, are there other comments, questions?
Casey?
Casey, please.
I'm just wondering, as you said, about receiving the billings and reviewing them, if, you know, I know this is watered down from what you're trying to do, Dave, but if something might be presented just requiring that there be some tracking of, you know, length of time and by whom, or...
I think that'll be built into the motion that the Corporate Counsel Committee does.
And, okay. And I hope that anybody who has strong feelings about this will send something to the PNB, an opinion, before the meeting.
Right. Right. And I definitely do, in terms of how we actually handle this, and that, you know, my concern there is that in terms of contacting the attorneys, that it is for Pacifica business, not, you know, something that's a borderline, you know, Pacifica's business and some personal business. So, you know, there are all kinds of concerns here. But are there other comments?
I do have one other.
Please, Dave.
It's like an arms race, you know. What I'm concerned about is people deciding to use the attorney's opinions as a lever in certain kinds of political arguments.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you have people, once it starts, both sides
mm-hmm.
want to avail themselves of that. And what you end up having is that the attorney becomes a sort of adjunct executive director.
Precisely.
Mediating these these discussions. And that
right.
is a very bad thing to get into.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Are there any other comments? Well, it was certainly a delight. I certainly enjoyed it. I'll try to get my summary together here to review. And hopefully my system will come up again this evening. But thanks a lot.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Any objections? Thank you very much, and have a pleasant evening. And we'll see you guys in New York. I mean, you people in New York. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.